The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
So it's been a quiet day here, sitting in the middle of the storm. I think not as much as had been predicted, but still all day, snow and freezing rain, some wind, and now dropping temperatures. A great appreciation to the two bodhisattvas, Aaron and Christine, who risked their life on the roads to get here to the temple to come support the ragtag band here at the temple. But a great enjoyment these quiet days. One of my favorite stories that my teacher George used to tell was about the early days of the Kwan Im school in Providence. And Sun Sanim, who began the school, which ended up becoming international and is on almost every continent and quite a large operation now. He came from Korea, speaking almost no English, and ended up in Providence repairing washing machines to survive, and slowly attracted a small group. And my teacher George was among that small group. And they would have a retreat every month, a three-day retreat in this little apartment that they rented and lived in. George talks about sitting out on the front step with Sun Sanim, and they're both wearing their heavy Korean robes and sweating in the summer heat, nobody was coming. And Sun San turned to George and said, Georgie, these are the good old days. These are the good old days. I've said this many times, but always appears to me fresh in some way. This moment, these people, just us sitting here in this beautiful meditation hall. Quite a rare thing, and quite fully enough that the importance of this work is beyond measure, that it is something that that all of us have sensed there is some value in, and so we come up to it again and again, and throw ourselves in. And we cannot know the outcome. We cannot know what happens next. But we can, each one of us, practice sincerely. Practice in these exact circumstances. Trusting that everything we encounter is the Dharma. Every difficulty, every rising, every falling. This is not a mistake. This is exactly what it is now. So looking into these Lojong teachings again, we're on point six, the discipline of relationship, and number, slogan 35, don't go so fast. So I thought I'd just breeze over this. actually been thinking about this today, sort of sitting with it. You know how you can do that with these slogans. As Melissa said earlier, a number of the slogans are kind of obvious. Don't go so fast. Could read this in many self-help magazines. I'm sure the Oprah magazine has a number of articles about this, and it's such a wonderful and common and trite advice. And some of these are quite obvious, but it does seem that each place, each slogan, and almost everything we give our attention to really opens the way, or can open the way, these Dharma gates. So don't go so fast, is how Norman Fisher translates this. Trungpa says, don't try to be the fastest. But either way, kind of refreshing to think that these slogans come from a teaching around the 10th century and written down in the 12th century, and thinking that even then there was this tendency, apparently, for human beings to go too fast, want to be the best, to want to get things accomplished. And this encouragement to slow down, as we slow down here day by day, breath by breath, slowing down and slowing down, and then slowing down some more. One way to think about the three bodies of Buddha that we have talked about before, the Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, and Nirmanakaya, is Dharmakaya is the absolute, the silence, and it is also this slowing down. As we slow down, as we become still, and as we become more and more still, we enter, or we are received by this great, vast, generative silence of the universe. This silence that includes all of the sounds, all of the activity included in this stillness with no limit. So we stop, we slow down. First step. And then from the stillness, in the stillness, out of the stillness, something appears. A sound of a strange sound in the parking lot. We don't know what it is. The sound of the wind. The sound of the person next to us coughing. But the universe blooms out of the silence, out of the stillness. We see the glint of light on the floor. So this stopping, slowing down, and this appreciation, something appears. And then enacting, taking another step, taking another breath. These are three aspects of practice, not, of course, just a linear progression, but constantly maybe three dimensions of practice. So I was just appreciating this don't go too fast, this slowing down, the real effort it takes to be committed to this path and to give up this path at the same time. We were saying the other day that whatever we do is tainted by the ego, by the little self. We human beings have the creative capacity to turn anything into something to adorn the self. So we then use our practice to be somebody, to be a good Zen student, to progress, to be the one who does this best or does that best. And we enter into that world of accomplishment. and we want to get through the most koans or however we measure it. In fact, when Melissa and I started sitting with Richard Clark so many years ago, he was quite keen on people working hard and staying up late. And so there were a small band of us who would stay up late in a silent competition of who could stay up the latest. And I spent many bleary hours on the cushion for not much use, I think, in some way. But I was determined and competitive and willing to put my time in. So maybe good, maybe not bad, whatever brings us here, whatever motivates us to come and do this work, I guess we should be grateful to. So my spirit of wanting to be a good Zen student, very important. And we all do want something. If you say, well, I don't want anything, I think not so good, not so clear. What is it you want? And we want many things, and this is fine and good, and this is human, and only in this human realm can we wake up. In Dogen's instructions to the cook, he says, you should be grateful that you were not born into the realm of the gods, where everything is fine and easy, because there is no incentive to wake up. In this human realm, where we suffer so much, get so confused and lost, so irritated, where we get sick, this is the realm where we can rouse the desire for awakening, this deepest desire to wake up to this moment, to cut through the delusion of the self that keeps us feeling so separate, and that we cut through the delusion of the self not by simply working hard, although it is hard work to stay on the cushion, but to settle in, maybe that's another way of saying don't go so fast, but settle in where you are, snuggle down into this moment. Might say like a duck who snuggles into the waves on the sea. A big storm on the sea, and the duck simply rides up and down with the waves, not a problem. And you and I ride up and down on the waves of our life. Optimistic, pessimistic, energetic, exhausted. These are the waves of life, and life is a wave after wave. And we here are committed to learning how to ride the waves. This is not a small matter. But in this slowing down, settling in, there is not some other place to go, and we must rely on what we have. Our lovely reading this evening from Da Wei, it was a letter of his in response to one of his students who had obviously written and said, I don't get this Zen stuff, I'm just dim and dull and I can't get it. And Da Wei tells him, to rely on his dimness and dullness, to rely on the one who knows he is dim and dull, not to cling to this identity, not to cling to any identity of who you think you are, but who is the one who has the opinion of how you're doing? This one is beyond the opinion. I think it was John Kabat-Zinn who used to say, is the one who knows you are sick, is that one sick? This wondrous functioning, we read about and hear about the wondrous functioning going on right in this moment. Breathe in and breathe out. No greater miracle than happening in this instant. So this wonderful encouragement to slow down. No need to get ahead of ourselves, and there is no other place to be on this endless path, this mysterious path with no end point. Again and again we're reminded that each breath, each moment is your full life, and we appreciate it in just the form it comes in now, and give ourselves to our practice, give ourselves wholeheartedly to this life that we encounter, whether we like it or not is sort of beside the point, but we appreciate what is here as best we can, and such a privilege to be here doing this tender and important work with all of you. Thank you.